Leave me on. Can I go there? Breakdown. Leave. Colon, this is the polite form of can I or may I. It's the conjugation of the verb. Pouvoir. To be able to, in the first person singular, present tense. Me. Colon, this is a contraction of me. Me, and e. There. The e. Is a pronoun that refers to a previously mentioned location. On. Colon, this is the infinitive form of the verb. So on. To go, in the sense of, to make one's way to a place. Key concepts. Pouvoir. Colon, this verb is often used to ask for permission, or ability. E. Colon, this pronoun is often used to avoid repetition, and refers to a previously mentioned place, or thing. So on. Colon, this verb is used to express the act of going to a specific location.
Arrêtez-vous maintenant.
Stop now. This sentence uses the imperative form of the verb, arrêter.
Arrêtez.
Which means, to stop. It is in the second person plural, meaning, you, plural. The verb, arrêter.
Arrêtez.
Is conjugated as arrêtez.
Arrêtez.
In the imperative form, the word vous,
vous,
is not present because it is understood in this context. The adverb maintenant,
maintenant,
means now and indicates that the action of stopping should occur immediately.
Arrête-toi maintenant.
Stop now. This sentence is a command, meaning it is telling someone to do something. It is made up of the following elements.
Arrêt.
This is the verb, to stop, in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands.
The.
At the end of the word is silent.
Toi.
This is a pronoun that means, yourself. It is attached to the verb to make the command directed at the person being spoken to.
Maintenant.
This means, now, and is an adverb of time. It tells us when the action should be performed. So, the whole sentence translates to, stop yourself now. Which is a more forceful way of saying, stop now.
Prouvez-le.
Prove it. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood. The verb
prouver
is the second person plural form of the verb
prouver,
which means to prove. The object pronoun
le
refers to something that was previously mentioned or understood. So, the sentence is essentially saying, you all, prove it.
Prouve-le.
Prove it. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood.
Prouve
is the imperative form of the verb.
Prouve.
Meaning, to prove.
Le
is the direct object pronoun, meaning, it. The sentence literally translates to, prove it, but it can also be understood as, prove your point, or, show me the evidence.
Fuyez.
Run away. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands, or instructions.
Fuyez.
Is the second person plural form of the verb.
Fuir.
Which means, to flee, or, to run away.
Souriez.
Smile. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it's a command.
Souriez
is the verb, to smile, conjugated in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands, or instructions. In this case, it's the plural imperative, meaning it's directed at multiple people. The exclamation mark indicates that the speaker is expressing a strong feeling, in this case, enthusiasm or encouragement.
Enfuis-toi.
Run away. This is an imperative verb in the
to
form, meaning you, informal.
Enfuis-toi
is made up of two parts.
Enfuis,
the verb to run away in the imperative form.
Toi,
a pronoun suffix that clarifies the subject is you, informal. The sentence is a command or instruction telling someone to run away.
Sauve Tom.
Save Tom. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command.
Sauve
is the imperative form of the verb
sauver,
which means to save. The imperative form is used to give a direct order.
Tom
is the name of the person being addressed.
Sauve Tom.
Save Tom. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request.
Sauve
is the imperative form of the verb
sauve,
to save. It is conjugated in the second person plural, meaning you, plural, in the formal sense.
Tom
is the proper noun referring to the person who needs saving.
De quoi?
What? This phrase is a simple question asking for clarification.
De quoi?
Literally means, of what, but in this context, it's used to ask for more information, much like, what, in English. This phrase is often used when someone doesn't understand something, or needs more information about a topic.
Elle est venue.
She came. This sentence is a simple past tense statement.
Elle
is the subject pronoun, meaning she.
Est
is the third person singular form of the verb
être,
which means to be. In this case, it is used as part of the past participle of the verb
venir,
which means to come.
Venu
is the past participle of the verb
venir.
This past participle agrees in gender and number with the subject, so it is
venu.
Because the subject,
elle,
is feminine, the sentence is in the simple past tense, which is used to describe completed actions in the past. The use of
est
with the past participle is a common way to form the simple past tense in French when the subject is a pronoun.
Elle est morte.
She is dead. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the feminine singular form of the verb être, which means to be. The verb être is used in the copular construction, meaning that it links the subject,
elle,
meaning she, to the predicate adjective,
mort,
meaning dead. Since dead is a state of being, the verb être is used, rather than a verb like devenir.
Devenir,
meaning to become. The adjective
mort
agrees in gender and number with the subject.
Elle. Elle est partie.
She left. Breakdown.
Elle
is the subject pronoun, meaning she.
Elle
is the third person singular form of the verb être, to be, in the present tense. It's used here as part of the past participle, party.
Party
is the past participle of the verb partir, to leave. In this case, it's used as an adjective, modifying the subject, elle. Key concepts. Past participle. The past participle of a verb can be used as an adjective, and it agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies. Subject-verb agreement. The verb must agree with the subject in number and person. Present tense with past participle. The present tense of the verb, ete, is used with the past participle to form the passé composé, past tense, in many cases.
Elle court.
She runs. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense.
Elle
is the subject pronoun, meaning she.
Court
is the third person singular present tense form of the verb.
Courir,
meaning to run. The sentence is straightforward and simply states that the woman is running.
Assieds-toi.
Sit down. This is a command in the imperative mood.
Assieds
is the second person singular imperative form of the verb.
S'asseoir.
To sit down.
Toi
is a reflexive pronoun meaning yourself. So the literal translation is sit yourself down. But the more natural English translation is sit down.
Asseyez-vous.
Sit down. This sentence is a command, using the imperative form of the verb.
Asseoir.
Which means, to sit. The imperative form is used to give orders, or make requests. The subject pronoun.
Vous.
You, is understood, and not explicitly stated. So, the sentence translates literally to, sit yourselves down. But in English, we simply say, sit down.
Pardon?
Excuse me? This is a very common French phrase used to politely ask someone to repeat themselves.
Pardon
is the French word for pardon or excuse me.
Cool.
Run. This is a simple imperative sentence in the
do
form, meaning you. So it is telling the person to run.
Asseyez-vous.
Please sit down. This sentence uses the formal imperative form of the verb.
Asseoir.
To sit.
Asseyez-vous.
Literally translates to, sit yourselves. The
vous
makes it a formal command.
Assieds-toi.
This means, sit down. The verb
assieds-toi
is the informal imperative form of the verb
s'asseoir,
meaning to sit.
Assieds-toi
is made up of the verb stem
assieds
and the pronoun
toi,
which means you.
The
toi ending is used to form the informal imperative, and is used with verbs that take a direct object pronoun. The pronoun
toi
is the object pronoun that replaces the noun, you. The imperative mood is used for commands. In this case the command is to sit down. The use of
toi
means it is a direct command to a single person.
Asseyez-vous.
Sit down. The sentence
asseyez-vous
is an imperative verb in the formal
vous
form.
Asseyez
is the imperative form of the verb
s'asseoir.
To sit down.
Vous
indicates the formal second person plural, meaning you, formal. This is the standard way to tell someone to sit down in a formal context.
Assieds-toi ici.
Sit down here. This sentence uses the
impératif
imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests.
Assieds-toi
is the
impératif
form of the verb.
S'asseoir.
To sit down. This form is conjugated with the pronoun.
Toi.
You, making it a direct address to the person being spoken to. The.
Toi.
Is added to the end of the verb stem.
Ici.
Here is an adverb of place.
Asseyez-vous ici.
Sit down here. The sentence is a command, telling someone to sit down.
Asseyez-vous
is the imperative form of the verb.
S'asseoir.
To sit down. It is the formal, you, form, meaning it's polite, and could be used with someone you don't know well, or are showing respect to.
Ici
means here. Key concept. The imperative mood is used to give commands or instructions.
Parle plus fort.
Speak louder. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood.
Parle
is the imperative form of the verb.
Parler.
To speak. It is in the singular form, meaning it is addressed to one person.
Plus fort.
Is an adverbial phrase meaning louder. It modifies the verb.
Parle.
The exclamation point indicates that the sentence is an exclamation or command.
Parlez plus fort.
Speak louder. The sentence.
Parlez plus fort.
Is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or request. Let's break it down.
Parler
is the verb, to speak, in the imperative form, which is used to give commands. The
A
ending tells us it's the formal plural form, meaning you are addressing two or more people respectfully.
Plus
means more and is an adverb, modifying the adjective.
For
means loud and is an adjective modifying the verb.
Parler.
It's an adjective describing the manner in which the people should speak. Is an exclamation mark, indicating a strong request or command.
Parle plus fort.
Speak louder. The sentence is a command, meaning it tells someone to do something.
Parle
is the verb, to speak, in the imperative mood, which is used for commands and requests. It is in the second person singular, meaning it is addressing one person.
Plus
means more and modifies the adjective fort.
For
means loud and is an adjective describing the way the person should speak. The exclamation mark at the end emphasizes the urgency of the command.
Accélère.
Speed up. The verb.
Accélère.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Accélérer.
Which means to speed up or to accelerate. The imperative form is used to give a command or order. In this case, it is a direct command to someone to speed up.
Accélérer.
Speed up. The sentence is a command or imperative. The verb
accélérer
means to speed up and is conjugated in the imperative mood, which is used to give a direct order. It is in the second person plural form, meaning it is addressed to two or more people.
Attack.
Attack. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it's a command. The word
attack
is the noun attack in French, but here it is used as a verb in the imperative mood, meaning it's a command.
Lève-toi.
Get up. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command.
Lève
is the imperative form of the verb.
Lever.
To rise, to get up.
Toi
is the pronoun, you, and is used to emphasize the person being addressed.
Arrête, Tom.
Stop, Tom. The sentence.
Arrête, Tom.
Is a simple imperative sentence.
Arrête
is the imperative form of the verb.
Arrêter.
To stop. In the imperative, you use the base form of the verb for the second person singular, too.
Tom
is the name of the person being addressed, acting as the direct object of the verb.
Stop it, Tom.
Stop, Tom. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or instruction.
Stop it
is the verb, to stop, in the imperative form, second person plural. It is used to tell multiple people to stop.
Tom
is the name of the person being addressed.
Oh, Tom.
Take Tom. This is a simple imperative sentence in the
do
form, meaning you, in a familiar way.
Prod
is the imperative form of the verb.
Prod.
To take, conjugated for the
do
form.
Tom
is the direct object of the sentence, indicating the person being taken. The sentence directly commands the listener to take Tom.
Goûte-le.
Taste it. This is an informal imperative verb.
Goûte
is the informal imperative form of the verb.
Goûter,
meaning, to taste.
Le
is the direct object pronoun, replacing the noun, it, which is understood in this case. So the sentence literally translates to, taste it.
Goûte la.
Taste it. The sentence, goûte la, uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands, or make requests. The verb, goûte.
Goûte.
Means, to taste. It is conjugated in the imperative form, singular, informal, to, form. The object pronoun, la.
La
refers to a feminine noun that has been previously mentioned, or understood in context. So, the sentence, goûte la, means, taste it.
Goûtez-le.
Taste it. The verb, goûte, means, to taste, in the
vous
form, formal you, or plural you. The pronoun, le, refers to a masculine noun that was previously mentioned in the conversation. The sentence is in the imperative mood, which means it is a command.
Goûtez-la.
Taste it. The verb,
goûter,
means, to taste. The pronoun,
la,
refers to a feminine noun that was previously mentioned. The sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give a command.
Dis-le à Tom.
Tell Tom. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood. Dis-le is a conjugation of the verb
dire.
To say, in the imperative mood, second person singular. Le is a direct object pronoun referring to something previously mentioned in context. So, the literal translation is, say it to Tom. But in English, we typically use the simpler, tell Tom.
Informez-en Tom.
Inform Tom about it. Breakdown.
Informez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Informez.
To inform, conjugated in the second person plural, you all. This is a command, or instruction.
En
is a preposition meaning, about, or, of.
Tom
is the proper noun referring to the person to be informed. The sentence literally translates to, inform about it, Tom. Key concepts. Imperative mood. Used to give commands or instructions. Preposition.
Are.
Colon. Used to show the object of the information.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. This is simply an exclamation of excitement, meaning, fantastic. Or, amazing. There are no grammatical complexities.
Fantastic.
Is the French word for fantastic.
Génial.
That's awesome. This is an exclamation of excitement or approval.
Génial.
Is an adjective that means awesome or brilliant. In this context, it is being used as an interjection, which is a word or phrase that expresses strong emotion.
Super.
Great. This is an exclamation of excitement or approval. It's a very versatile phrase.
Oh, wow.
This is a slang expression meaning perfect or exactly right.
Oh, wow.
Literally translates to on the hair and is a shortened version of the phrase.
Oh, wow, de la bête.
Meaning on the beast's hair. It's a humorous and informal way to express satisfaction.
Impeccable.
This is a word of exclamation, meaning excellent or perfect.
Impeccable
is an adjective meaning flawless, perfect, or without any defect. It is often used to describe something that is very well done or executed. The exclamation mark at the end indicates that this is an expression of strong feeling, surprise, or admiration.
Nickel.
That's great. This is an informal and very common expression in French that means great, perfect, or excellent. In English, it's often used as a response to good news, a positive suggestion, or an accomplishment.
Nickel.
Itself is a slang term that means very good or perfect. It comes from the fact that a
nickel
is a 5-cent coin, and in the past, something that was worth a
nickel
was considered to be a good deal.
Excellent.
This is a simple exclamation of approval, meaning excellent.
Magnifique.
Magnificent.
Magnifique
is an adjective meaning magnificent or beautiful. It is an exclamation like wow or amazing. In English, the exclamation mark at the end indicates that this is an expression of strong emotion.
Nickel comb.
This is an informal French expression, basically equivalent to excellent or good job. In English, the literal translation would be
nickel comb. Nickel
and
comb
are metals. This expression was originally used to express the brilliance and quality of a material which was made of these metals. The expression is now used much more broadly to express approval and appreciation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Formidable.
This is an exclamation of admiration, meaning fantastic or amazing.
Formidable
is an adjective meaning formidable or amazing. The exclamation mark at the end indicates excitement and strong approval.
C'est génial.
That's great. Breakdown.
C'est
is a contraction of
c'est,
meaning this is.
Génial
means great or awesome. key concept. C'est is a common contraction used in French, and génial is a very common word to express enthusiasm or excitement. À la bonne heure. That's great. This is a common French expression meaning, that's great. Or, good for you. It's often used in a positive and encouraging way. Breakdown. To, this is the preposition, to, and is used here to introduce the following phrase. La. The, this is the definite article, the. Bon. Good, this is the feminine form of the adjective, good, and is used to describe, humor, which is feminine. Hour slash time, this refers to the right time, or the opportune moment. Literal translation, at the good hour. C'est super. That's great. Breakdown. C'est is a contraction of sir. This slash that, and is, and it means, it is. Super is an adjective that means great or awesome. This phrase is an informal way of expressing agreement or enthusiasm. It's similar to saying, that's cool or awesome in English. Super. This is a simple exclamation expressing excitement, enthusiasm, or approval. It's similar to the English, great. Or, awesome. Génial. That's great. The word génial is an adjective meaning great or awesome. It is used to express enthusiasm or excitement. Sensas. Sensas is a slang term, short for sensational, meaning amazing or incredible. It is very informal, and is often used in a playful way. Ils gagnèrent. They won. This sentence is simple. Ils is the subject pronoun, meaning they. Gagnèrent is the past participle of the verb. Gagner, meaning to win. The rent ending indicates that the subject is plural, and the verb is in the passé simple, a past tense used for completed actions in the past. Elle gagnère. They won. This is a simple past tense sentence. Elle is the feminine plural form of the third person pronoun. Elle, meaning she or it. In this sentence, it refers to the female subjects, who won. Gagnerant. Gagnère is the third person plural past tense form of the verb. Gagner, meaning, to win. In the past tense the ending. Elle indicates that the subject is a plural noun, or pronoun. Ils ont gagné. They won. This sentence is in the passé composé, a common past tense in French. Ils is the third person plural pronoun meaning they. Ont is the third person plural form of the auxiliary verb avoir. To have. Gagner is the past participle of the verb gagner. To win. The passé composé is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir or être to be, followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the verb gagner is conjugated with avoir. À l'attaque. The phrase translates to charge. This is a common French military phrase, literally meaning, to the attack. À is the preposition, to. Elle is the contracted form of le. The, and, attack, attack. Attack. Is the noun, attack. This phrase is used to incite action and motivate people to move forward aggressively. It is often used in a figurative sense as well, meaning to start something with energy and determination.
Elles ont gagné.
They won. The sentence.
Elles ont gagné.
Is in the past tense and uses the feminine plural form of the third person pronoun.
Elles.
They, and the past participle of the verb.
Gagner.
To win. The phrase.
Ou gagner.
Is the auxiliary verb avoir, to have, in the past tense, and the past participle of the verb.
Gagner.
This is a common way to form the past tense in French.
Tom est venu.
Tom came. This sentence is in the past tense, and uses the past participle form of the verb.
Venir.
To come, which is.
Venu.
The structure of the sentence is. Subject plus verb.
Tom.
Is the subject and.
Est venu.
Is the verb. In French, the past participle.
Venu.
Agrees in gender and number with the subject. Since
Tom
is masculine, the past participle remains.
Venu.
Tom est mort. Tom is dead. The sentence is a simple statement in the past tense.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun indicating a male individual.
Est.
Is the third person singular form of the verb, être.
Être.
To be, conjugated in the past tense, passé composé.
Mort.
Mort. Is the past participle of the verb, mourir.
Mourir.
To die, used as an adjective here to describe the state of Tom.
Tom savait.
Tom knew. This is a simple sentence in the past tense.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun.
Savait
is the verb, meaning knew. It's in the past tense, singular, masculine form to agree with the subject.
Tom est parti.
Tom has left. This sentence uses the past participle.
Partir.
Of the verb.
Partir.
To leave, to indicate that the action of leaving is complete. The past participle is always used with the auxiliary verb.
Être.
To be, in the past tense for verbs of motion. The subject of the sentence is.
Tom. Tom partit.
Tom left. This sentence is very simple.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence, the person who is performing the action.
Parti
is the past participle of the verb.
Partir.
To leave. It is conjugated in the masculine singular form to agree with the subject.
Tom.
Since there is no other verb, the sentence is in the passé simple tense.
Tom a menti.
Tom lied. This sentence is simple and straightforward, conveying a past action.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence, referring to a male person.
A
is the auxiliary verb, which is used to form the past tense of the verb, mentir.
Morti
is the past participle of the verb, mentir, meaning, to lie. The sentence utilizes the passé composé tense, which is the most common way to express past actions in French. It is formed using the auxiliary verb, avoir, or, être, followed by the past participle of the verb. In this case, Avoir is the auxiliary verb, and it is conjugated in the third person singular. Tom is lying. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb
mentir,
which means to lie. The subject of the sentence is Tom, and the verb is conjugated in the third person singular form, which is
ment,
in the present tense.
Tom a perdu.
Tom has lost. This sentence uses the
passé composé,
which is the most common way to express past actions in French. It is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, conjugated in the present tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case,
avoir
is conjugated as
a.
He has, and the past participle of
perdre,
to lose, is
perdu.
Tom a payé. Tom paid. This sentence is in the past tense, specifically the passé composé. This is a common way to express actions that happened in the past. Tom is the subject of the sentence, and it is a masculine noun.
A
is the contracted form of the definite article
a,
meaning to or at.
Payé
is the past participle of the verb
payé,
to pay. It is conjugated with the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, in the past tense, which is
a.
The full sentence would be
Tom a payé,
but the auxiliary verb
a
is often contracted with the preceding noun or pronoun.
Achetez-la.
Buy it. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command.
Achetez
is the verb to buy in the imperative form. This form is used to give commands or make requests. It is conjugated in the second person plural, meaning it is addressed to you in the plural sense.
La
is the definite article, the, and refers to a feminine noun, meaning the object being bought is female.
La
is referring to a noun that was previously mentioned. If this was the first time the noun was mentioned, it would be
une,
meaning a. This sentence translates to buy it, and assumes the listener knows what it refers to.
Tom payé.
Tom was paying. This sentence is in the imperfect tense, which describes an action that was ongoing in the past. The verb is
payé,
which means to pay. The imperfect tense is formed by using the imperfect stem of the verb, which in this case is
payé,
and adding the ending
payé.
The imperfect tense is often used to describe a habitual action, or an action that was taking place at a particular time in the past. In this case, it suggests that Tom was paying something over a period of time, or that he was paying while something else was happening.
Tom est parti.
Tom has left. This sentence is in the past participle tense, which indicates that an action has been completed in the past.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence, the person who has left.
Est
is the conjugation of the verb
être,
to be, in the third person singular of the present tense. This conjugation is used as an auxiliary verb with the past participle in this context.
Parti
is the past participle of the verb
partir,
to leave. This sentence can be understood as Tom is left, but the past participle emphasizes the completed action of leaving.
Tom est debout.
Tom is standing. Breakdown. storm. This is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun meaning, Tom. This is the third person singular form of the verb, ate, to be. It is in the present tense.
Verb woo.
This is an adverb meaning, standing up. Key concepts. Subject verb agreement. The verb. Agrees in number, and person with the subject. Tom. Adverb. The adverb.
Verb woo.
Modifies the verb. To indicate the state of being.
Total.
Too late. The sentence is very simple. It uses
to,
which means too much, and
tar,
which means late. The literal translation would be too late.
Touche le.
Touch him. This is a simple imperative sentence meaning touch him. The verb
touche
is the second person plural imperative form of the verb
touche,
which means to touch. It is conjugated to be plural since it is addressing more than one person. The pronoun le refers to a male person.
Touche la.
Touch her. This is a simple imperative sentence in the
to
form.
Touche
is the imperative form of the verb.
Touche.
To touch.
La
is the direct object pronoun representing her. The imperative form is used to give commands or instructions. In this case, it is a command to touch her.
Touche-le.
Touch it. This is a very simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command.
Touche
is the imperative form of the verb.
Touche.
To touch. It is used when giving a direct command to someone.
Le
is the direct object pronoun meaning it. It is used when the object being touched is already known and understood. So the full sentence means, touch it.
Touche la.
Touch it. This is a very simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command. The subject,
tu,
you, is implied. The verb is,
touche.
Touch, which is in the imperative mood. The direct object pronoun,
la.
It refers to a feminine noun previously mentioned.
Fais-moi confiance.
Trust me. Breakdown. Fais-moi is the imperative form of the verb.
Faire.
To do, conjugated in the second person singular, you, and followed by the pronoun.
Moi.
Me. It means, do me. Confiance is a noun meaning, trust. Key concepts. The sentence uses the imperative mood, which expresses a command, or request. The pronoun,
moi,
is placed after the verb in this construction. The exclamation mark indicates a strong feeling of emphasis and urgency.
Faites-moi confiance.
Trust me. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it is a command or request. Breakdown.
Fait
is the imperative form of the verb.
Faire.
To do, to make, in the second person plural, meaning you, plural, do.
Moi
is the direct object pronoun, me.
Confiance
is the noun, trust. The entire sentence translates to, do me trust, which is grammatically incorrect in English. The correct translation is, trust me.
Achète-le.
Buy it. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood.
Achète
is the imperative form of the verb acheter, meaning to buy. Le is the direct object pronoun, it, referring to something previously mentioned. The combination of the imperative form of the verb and the direct object pronoun creates a concise and direct command.
Fais-moi confiance.
Trust me. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it's a command or request. Faire is the imperative form of the verb
faire.
To do slash make, conjugated in the second person singular, you.
Moi
is the pronoun meaning me.
Confiance
is a noun meaning trust. The literal translation would be, do me trust. However, in English, we use the more natural phrase, trust me.
Ayez confiance en moi.
Trust me. Breakdown. Ayez is the second person plural imperative form of the verb
avoir.
To have. This form is used to give a command or instruction. Confiance is a noun that means trust or confidence. En is a preposition meaning in or on. Moi is the first person singular pronoun meaning me. Therefore, the phrase literally translates to have trust in me. The imperative form implies a direct request or instruction to trust the speaker.
Aie confiance en moi.
Have confidence in me. Ayez is the imperative form of the verb
avoir.
To have. It is used to give a command, in this case, have. Confiance is a noun meaning confidence. It is followed by the preposition
en.
In, to express the object of the confidence. Moi is the pronoun meaning me, used as the object of the preposition
en.
The sentence directly translates to, have confidence in me, which is a polite way of asking someone to trust you, or believe in your abilities.
Essayez-en.
Try it. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command, or request.
Essayez
comes from the verb
essayer,
which means, to try.
Essayer
is the second person singular form of the verb, meaning it is addressed to one person.
En
is a pronoun that is used to refer to something already mentioned or understood in the context. In this case,
en
most likely refers to a specific food or drink that the speaker is suggesting the other person try. This sentence would be used in a situation where someone is offering a food or drink to another person. The speaker is encouraging the other person to take a bite or a sip.
Essayez-en.
Try some. The sentence
essayez-en
is an imperative verb meaning try some.
Let's break it down. Essayez
is the imperative form of the verb
essayer,
to try.
En
is a pronoun, standing in for the object of the verb. It usually refers to something previously mentioned or understood. In this context, the object is likely food or drink. So, the sentence encourages the listener to try some of it.
Essayer.
Try it. The sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give a command or make a request. The subject pronoun
tu,
you, is implied, so the verb
essayer,
try, is directly conjugated in the singular imperative form
essayer ceci.
Try this. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request.
Essayer
is the imperative form of the verb
essayer,
which means to try.
SRC
is a demonstrative pronoun meaning this. Therefore the sentence means, try this.
SRC.
Try this. This is a common French imperative phrase, meaning, try this.
Essayer
is the second person plural form of the verb, essayer, meaning, to try. This form is used to give a command or instruction to a group of people.
Ceci
is a demonstrative pronoun, meaning, this. It refers to something that is close to the speaker. The phrase is a friendly and informal way to encourage someone to try something.
Essay ceci.
Try this. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command or request.
Essay
is the imperative form of the verb.
Essayer.
To try. It is conjugated in the second person singular, meaning it is directed at you.
Ceci
is a demonstrative pronoun meaning this. So the full sentence translates to, try this.
Utilise ceci.
Use this.
Utilise
is the imperative form of the verb.
Utiliser.
To use. This form is used to give a command or instruction.
Ceci
is a demonstrative pronoun meaning this. So the sentence means, use this.
Achetez-le.
Buy it. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or instruction. The verb
acheter
is the imperative form of the verb
acheter,
which means, to buy. The pronoun
le
is the direct object pronoun, meaning it. It refers to something that has already been identified in context. The exclamation mark at the end indicates that the speaker is emphasizing the command. The full translation is, buy it.
Utilisez ceci.
Use this. This sentence is a command, or an imperative sentence. Utilise is the second person plural form of the verb utiliser.
Utiliser.
Meaning, to use. The imperative form is used to give commands, or make requests. Ceci.
Ceci.
Is a pronoun that means, this, and refers to something that has already been mentioned, or is present in the context. Therefore, the sentence is telling someone, or a group of people to use something that has already been mentioned, or is present in the context.
Emploi ceci.
Use this. Breakdown.
Emploi
is the imperative form of the verb.
Employer.
Meaning, to use, or, to employ. The imperative form is used to give a command, or instruction.
Ceci
is a demonstrative pronoun meaning, this. Key concepts. Imperative form. This form of the verb is used to give commands, or instructions. It is often used in informal settings. Demonstrative pronouns. These pronouns point to specific nouns, or things.
Employer ceci.
Use this. The sentence is a command, using the imperative mood.
Employer
is the second person plural imperative form of the verb.
Employer,
which means, to use, or, to employ.
Ceci
is a demonstrative pronoun meaning, this.
Averti Tom.
Tell Tom. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command, or request.
Averti
is the imperative form of the verb.
Avertir,
which means, to warn, or, to tell.
Tom
is the direct object of the verb, and the person being told. The imperative form of a verb in French is the same as the infinitive form, except for the first person plural, which is formed by adding a to the stem.
Premier Tom.
Let Tom know. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. The verb
premier
is in the second person singular of the imperative mood. This form is used to give a command to one person. The direct object is
Tom,
a proper noun. The object pronoun is implied because it is the object of the verb.
Regarde-moi.
Look at me. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. Regard is the imperative form of the verb regarder.
Regarder.
To look. The e at the end of the verb is silent. Moi is a pronoun object that means me. It is attached to the end of the verb in this case. It is the object of the verb regarder.
Regardez-moi.
Look at me. Breakdown.
Regardez.
This is the imperative form of the verb regarder, to look, meaning look or watch. In this context, it's in the formal rouge form, meaning you, in a formal or polite way.
Moi.
This is the direct object pronoun, me. It indicates that the person being addressed is the object of the verb, regarder. Key concepts. Imperative form. The imperative form is used to give commands or instructions. Direct object pronoun. The direct object pronoun indicates who or what is directly affected by the verb.